I will not be grabbing a cold one with you.
Blom?
Kicked into the wall by Wallen! Oh my god, no! Wallen's jumped dead center! Oh no, they gotta save Wallen! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean
hit! Who that there had?
You ain't gotta ask no longer, right? You ain't gotta ask no longer, right? You ain't gotta ask no longer.
It was a clean hit!
To episode 11.
Hi!
Hi!
What's up?
We're just living it.
Living the dream, boys.
Living the dream.
Doing what we do.
Beauty Scottish.
Drop my phone!
How've you been?
Oh, I've been okay. There's Chuck.
Chuck has made an early appearance on episode 11.
Yeah, he usually doesn't come in until 10 minutes, but here's Dog once again. We've had a pretty hectic week, haven't we?
Ever since, well, we pumped out 2 episodes in 2 days.
That was pretty hectic.
The people loved it. And pretty much I'm just going to summarize the last little while as if summer was a citrus fruit and the good times were the juices.
A citrus chew? A skull citrus?
We are squashing this citrus fruit to the pavement to try to get all of the juice out of the last of this summer.
Update to the listeners, Chuck has just started cuddling with Jordan on
We're
the
having
bed.
A hell of a time over here.
Ooh, hectic!
Oh, we've never bonded so well.
He used to claw and bite Jordan, now he's cuddling. Oh, he's got his belly up. Oh, he is having a time.
Might as well call it now. It can't get much better this episode.
Okay, this is the first under 2 minutes episode of the podcast.
All right, episode 12, here we go.
Okay.
So on episode 11.5, we have a lot of great things to talk about.
We do, yes.
News, sports, and we've been getting up to some serious shenanigans.
We've been getting up to some no good around the old neighborhood.
We've been suiting up way more than we have in the past.
The suit-ups have been off the chain recently. Every weekend, it's either been full suits or half suits.
The velvet suit has made so many appearances.
Just a couple.
Just one or two.
Yeah. My suit still smells like liquor.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, no. How's the Corolla these days?
Okay, so I guess this is the most recent story.
Oh, no.
I crashed my car.
I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Corolla.
Hashtag pray for Jordan. Hashtag rest in peace, Trayvon.
I put it in the back of a Ford Explorer. And the most difficult part was I crushed the entire engine into it.
Yeah, you fucked her.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just a...
It was a mistake.
I just didn't react in time.
Yeah, that's the way she goes sometimes, though.
So, but the most difficult part was it wouldn't drive, and I'm in like the middle of this busy intersection.
So you fucked everyone's day up.
Well, I get out of the car, and I pick up the headlight off the street in front of me.
Okay.
And then I turn the steering wheel a little bit, and I just push this car through the intersection on my own.
So you hulked up.
It was it was just that rush of adrenaline.
You're just getting in the zone.
And I threw it. There was a construction zone lane. Jerome is the alpha male. There was a construction zone, and I just kind of threw the car in there. And then just laid down on the grass.
You fucking flipped her into the construction zone.
Hulk smash. And I just kind of chucked it in there. And then I just laid on the grass. And I just looked up at the sky. What have I done?
Not bad. Airbags didn't go off.
Yeah.
Thanks, Toyota.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, come on, Obama. Why didn't my airbags go off? But at least the people I hit were really nice.
Didn't they take a Snapchat?
Yeah, the guy was like, can I take a Snapchat? So I was like, sure, go right ahead.
Yikes.
And then I made the rookie mistake of sending a Snapchat of my own out to, like, a lot of people, and then my phone died right afterwards, so everyone thought I was dead for sure.
Yep. We get to the hospital, and here's Jordan. Can't feel the side of his face.
Yeah, a good 5 hours. We had a party in the emergency ward.
Yeah, well, when we were waiting, we were just hanging out, having a good time.
God, we made a lot of friends in there.
We did. And then you went in, and we started getting real hungry.
Yeah.
And it's 9:45. 15 minutes until Saniston Thrifty Foods closes.
So to put it in, here's me in the emergency ward getting checked over, and there's... four friends, Alana Spence, who drove me.
Secretary, shouts out.
Secretary of the podcast. Eric shows up. Our guest, Liam Gormican, was there. And a special appearance by Sebastian Craig.
Toasty
Seb.
Seb just wants to fall in love. Yeah. Check it out.
Check out the EP.
But yeah.
YouTube.
Ja. But it was, 9:45. We're getting real hungry. So we got to get some food. We rip over. And we're like, snacks. We need snacks. Alana grabs some organic hummus.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this isn't okay. No thanks. She grabs some other, like, chips that have just been sitting in my drawer. So now I'm like, we need to make this a party. Grab a jar of salsa and a big bag of tortilla chips.
Yeah.
A bag of those Reasons candies.
The amount of horrible concussed puns I was making about Reasons was just awful.
Every 2 minutes, Alana, I got a reason.
Do you need a reason for a reason, Alana? And after a while, I think everyone got pretty tired of it. But I forgot I'd made the joke, so I just kept making it over and over again.
Yeah, it was like you had Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And then, so we're all talking around, and then we all start joking, oh, what times does the Prairie Inn close? And then the family beside us, the father chirps in, you got an hour, guys. And then there was another fellow who had a...
bless his soul.
Who had another drink or 20, two beds down from me.
When did you decide to become a male nurse?
And the guy starts laughing, he's like, I've never had a girlfriend.
I'm
really shy.
Apparently not if he's pouring out his heart and soul to the male nurse.
Yeah. Good guy. The male nurse was really nice.
We were flanked by some fun people in the hospital.
Yeah. Lady told us it was good to eat coconut.
Yeah. Thanks, lady. But that was a pretty hectic day. I was up for like 45 hours that day.
Yeah. It was a long day.
It was a very long day. Thought I was going to pull a Jordan when I was driving home and rear-end someone, but I didn't. I made it.
I just wake up every morning and think to myself, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, that'll happen for another month or so.
Yeah, and that sound of the car crunching is just so traumatizing.
I think you've got PTSD, Jordan.
Yeah, oh, probably.
Hey, they're doing MDMA studies on PTSD. Maybe you could chew your way in there.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. My mom's on my ass about not doing anything of my life. What are you doing? Oh, I'm starting this MDMA study with PTSD, Mom. Leave me alone.
Mom, it's for the great. It's for science, Mom. Can't dispute science.
Yeah, science.
Science, bitch.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
Breaking Bad is back.
Breaking Bad is big.
And better than ever.
I'm actually just not watching any of it until it concludes so I can download it all.
You're not going to be able to avoid it.
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, you can't go on, like, well, Reddit for the next 2 months.
My brother decided he doesn't want to pay for cable anymore, so...
Right. I don't know if the podcast listeners know, but no one in Eric's family wanted cable, so Marcus ponied up and started paying for cable.
Marcus got a job, and he didn't want to see the cable go, so he started paying for cable. But now he doesn't want to pay for cable because he realized how expensive it actually is, so we're cable-less.
Marcus was just a riot today on our little adventure.
Marcus is, he's a funny kid.
Yeah.
Future comedian. We'll have to get him on the podcast sometime.
Oh, for sure. Marcus is hilarious.
He's cracking jokes about forgetting his lunch, saying he's going to beg on the corner with a cup.
Yeah.
Got a smack roll for me?
A smack roll for me. That one got me.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
So, keeping on the rolling subject of car incidents... Roberto Luongo, probably the most ironic crime of all time, flashing back to the 2011 Cup Final. I don't like to talk about it when Luongo said that he was pumping Thomas's tires. Lou gets his tires stolen.
Just the tires, or just the wheels.
Just the wheels.
the perfect crime.
And then everyone was blaming Eddie Lack for it.
But yeah, Lou chimes in and says he'd still be out there trying to take the wheels off. Yeah. Why the hell would you just steal the wheels?
It's like people who steal like the front wheel of a bicycle.
Or the seat.
Yeah, the seat. This is gonna get me places.
If I find two more bicycle wheels, I'll just put the seat on the wheels and I'll be in business.
It'll just be a real sketchy wheelchair.
A two-wheeled wheelchair.
Oh, hectic!
So hectic, bro. So, we're in Tim Hortons today. And our resident Tim Hortons server, Melissa Jost, sends me a picture the other day of, you know, on Craigslist, the missed connections section?
And under personals, probably the most visited part of Craigslist because it's so entertaining.
Oh, probably. There's a listing made out to her. To the cute blonde with the sexy eyes and beautiful smile.
It's probably Tim.
I come in at I come in at 6 a.m. every morning. Tell me my order and I'll know it's you. Spent some good times at Tim Hortons recently.
Oh, God.
From Creeps to Chundies.
Yeah, I puked at Timmy's.
Oh, Tim Hortons is the new Sydney hangover destination.
Lauren Hyde. I don't know her.
A.K.A. Justin Post.
Yeah, Lauren Hyde was there, and she had to clean the bathroom after I chundied. I don't think she was too happy about it.
Didn't she, like, cuss at you?
She just gave me a death glare and shook her head. And
that's what you get for working at Timmy's.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty shitty job.
Yeah. Famous Sydney resident Kayla Musgrove works there.
Yeah.
What a riot.
Yeah, it's just the biggest group of clowns you'll ever meet working there.
They seem okay. Sort of.
I like that hashtag Melissa Jost has going. Hashtag life of a Timmy Ho.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought
of course.
Well, I mean, if you're fraternizing with, like, 40-year-old Craigslist users, then
35-year-old Craigslist users. Oh, guess what's happening on the podcast?
Okay, so the last couple weeks, we've listened to one of two albums over and over and over again on Eric's CD player. The vinyl is back. The vinyl is back. What are we listening to today?
We're an American Band by Grand Funk going today.
Grand Funk, ladies and gentlemen.
Given to me by the famous Richard Christensen.
What a guy. What an album.
Man's got some great vinyls. Except my record player's seen better days. Tell you that for free.
At least yours plays.
That's true. That is very true. Good times in the Henry household recently.
Too hectic.
Yeah.
That's a good thing Sean is in Idaho, because
He
wouldn't be too pleased to recent events. Okay.
Oh, it's time. Got ourselves some Monster Assaults today.
We had a double coffee, and now we're having Monster Assaults.
And I just spilt all over myself. Good God. So, you at the Henry household, since I don't have cable anymore, you sent me a video of something awesome on TSN2.
Yeah,
On TSN2.
I've been on the couch for the last little while here, post-car incident.
Rest in peace, Henry's brain.
Yeah, and all of a sudden on TSN2, I stumble. Well, it's a slow summer for sports. There ain't too much going on.
Yeah.
TSN2, the Robot Combat League.
Yes.
Three rounds of robot on robot combat consists of two-person teams. One person wears an upper body arm suit, and punches like he actually would with the robot. So when he moves his left arm, the robot moves his left arm. And they get college All-American football athletes and stuff like that.
No.
And then there's a person who has a joystick and he controls the movement on this robot. And he's an engineer. So they have a 3-minute round of robot fighting. And every robot has the teams the actual robot frame that does all the mechanical movement. But then they can put any armor or weapons they want on it.
Wow.
So they do that.
No
way.
In
between rounds, they have 20 minutes to repair their robot, and it's unreal. Like, you'll hit them, and there'll be, like, an explosion, and suddenly, like, a fluid line will be cut, and some sparks will hit it, and the robot will, like, burst into flames, and...
And they only got 20 minutes to fix it.
20 minutes to fix it.
This may be the greatest sporting event I've seen in my whole life.
The good news is I've set it to PVR, so...
Of course you have.
Would you not want to watch that over and over again?
If I had cable, I would.
Well, I gotta talk to Marcus about
it. I'm living in the dark ages. Marcus! Kids work more hours than me this week, so maybe he'll step up to the plate and get me a cable.
Yeah, ditto.
Get some cable.
Missing out on the hours.
I'm missing out on some good times. Rest in peace, cable, at my house. All we got is Blu-ray now. Blu-ray's going the way of the dinosaur, too.
Oh, no.
Sooner or later, we're just going to be staring at the wall for family evenings. Damn it.
You're going to start, like, catching bugs and stuff. And
yeah. Mom, do you get cable? No, but I got you guys some butterfly nets for the backyard.
And by butterfly nets, I mean it's just the spooky produce.
Okay, so it's a slow day at work last night, and, you know, I'm, there's this netting around a skid full of peaches. So I get the netting off, and the girl I'm working with, she's really hard on the rules. Like, she is a stickler to the rules.
But Eric's put in his 2 weeks, so...
Yeah, I'm moving soon, but I'll get to that after. And so I get this white netting, and I drape it over myself, and for the last hour and a half of work, I'm walking around doing all my work tasks, just saying, "Ooh, spooky produce!"
And it's like, and me and Liam Gormican walk in, and it wasn't, like, something he had just started doing just because we walked in. Like, he was just doing it just for kicks. I remember my last 2 weeks at Berkey. Are you training somebody right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember I was training a lady my last 2 weeks, and it was just awful. Like, I feel bad for her. Like, I would cut a fish head
off. She doesn't even work in that department anymore.
No, and I'd put a glove on it, and I'd stick the salmon over it, and, like, a customer would come up and be like, "Can I help you with something?" It's like, "Yeah, can I have some salmon, please?" And then I'd come up with the salmon head puppet and be like, "No, please don't eat my friends!" And people were just looking at me, and, like, my manager was like, "You gotta stop being so weird to customers." I'd go in the back and be like, "You want me to cut you some halibut, Sharon?" I'd start flailing this 40-pound fish up and down. I'd be like, "Oh, it's still got some kick in it!"
Earlier that day, too, I was putting on the persona of a flamboyant gay man. I'm like, disclaimer, I'm all about the gays. Like, you know, no hate. Rock on. All the power to you.
Some of them are just hilarious. It's not because I think gay people are funny. It's just, like, some of the things they say I just find funny.
Oh, yeah. But all the power to you. Yeah. That's just the disclaimer. Anyways, I was like, I'm going to put on the essence of a flamboyant, out-of-the-closet man to everyone to see. So I go up to this lady. "Oh, my gosh. Blue looks so good on you." And she just stops and looks at me. And she's like, "What?" And then about, boys. About 5 minutes later, this lady sees her friend. She's like, "Is that the crazy French woman?" I'm like, "Guilty as charged." I turn around and look at the person who's actually the crazy French woman. "Last season's Chanel? Ooh. Update your look, girlfriend." Needless to say, I got told to go on break after that.
That's
one.
Fine. Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Last 2 weeks. Fuck it.
YOLO. YOLO swag.
Drilling holes. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fucking up the earth and shit.
Yeah.
Swerve.
But I mean,
Elizabeth May would be proud.
Before you gave in your 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You saved a life.
I did.
And we put in...
Did we not talk about this last episode? No, we didn't.
No.
No. Good.
You saved a life and we put in a smile pin.
I didn't get a smile pin, though.
God. We made it sound so...
Because you gave it to Jen. Because she doesn't have one, she probably just threw it in the trash.
No, Jen loves me.
Fuck off, Jen. yeah, this lady's going out, having a good time, I guess. Trips and falls on the curb and curb stomps herself. She's down and out. Husband's there with the groceries. I'm going on my break, you know, about to be having myself a grand old gay time. And lady's down and out. So I whip out the cell phone and call 911. 911's coming. Husband looks at me and says, I'm just going to put these in the car real quick. Like,
the smile pen reads, employee's name, Eric Christensen, store Sydney, your name, Ari Leones, phone number, it's my phone number and email. Please tell us your specific story. While exiting the store with my favorite thrifty foods, I witnessed an elderly woman fall and hit her head upon the curb. New line and a dash arrow.
Ooh.
Immediately, employee Eric, while on his break, gets up and called 911. Two lines and then underlined and circled, I'm quite sure he saved a life. At the bottom, people like this are the reason I keep coming to Thrifty Foods. And then she signed it.
She's got a hell of a signature, too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a Pictionary signature. I'll tell you that for free. Tell you that for free.
If someone drew that in Pictionary, I'd be like, Rich Air. Rich Aris. Rich.
Macaulay Culkin. Richie Rich. Too hectic, bro. The past 2 weeks have just been a whirlwind.
Yeah.
I feel like my life's taking a turn for the worst.
If our life is one giant podcast, this is the part in the podcast where we start talking about NHL players with terrible diseases and children shooting other children with guns in America.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Our life has entered through the valley of the shadow of death.
Sounds about right. Well, we'll get her up on the upswing now. You seen that new animal they found in South America?
You were telling me it's adorable.
It's like a tree otter. Like, come around and look at this thing. Like,
this is my live
reaction.
It's
a lap-sized critter. Never, the thing has claws like a motherfucker, though.
Oh my god, it's adorable. Cute new critter. An olinguido?
Olinguito.
Olinguito!
The thing, like, aw, it looks like it's a tree otter with claws that look like it could fuck someone up big time.
That's adorable. I want 10.
I'll put that, maybe that my dick can hang out.
The dick-dicks are adorable.
Dick-dick! This is my xylophone.
Dick-dick, pronouncing xylophone.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll get this back onto the swing of spits.
We hate sports.
We like sports. We don't care who knows.
On the subject of sports, I made my first Panthers appearance last night in about, I don't know, since, when did they go out? February?
Yeah.
So I saw the team for the first time since February.
Who do you think you are? I am?
That's what I did. There was a bunch of new young guns out there.
And you're just...
I was like, do you know who I am? To all the young guys coming off the ice and... All the returning players were talking to me, so I look like a big deal.
On the odd occasion, I'll be back. We've got a strict dress code for this year.
Half suits.
But half of it is fantastic.
So the top part is just going to be dress shirt, tie, and my velvet blazer for sure. Mm-hmm. But then the bottom...
gets hectic.
I'm thinking camouflage cargo shorts.
Duh.
Or... Hawaiian swim shorts some nights too.
What about, like, as the listeners can't see, I got these nice, like, you know, 3-inch above the knee shorts going on, yeah, right now. Like, what material is that? I don't know. Like swim short material.
Oh, it's
material.
Like a swim short material?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess. But I mean, like, you know, they're good, I guess.
I need like a really, like, you know, like those sweatpants shorts?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
But they're like...
those booty shorts?
Like, yeah, like booty shorts, but like, they're not shorts, they're not booty shorts, but that awkward in-between length.
Okay. Oh,
like,
yeah.
That,
oh.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Why don't you just get a pair of capris? Cargo camouflage capris.
I was talking to... Secretary Alana Spence the other day, and she thinks I should go get some tan khaki capris from The Gap.
Why?
She says they're the best pants she's ever owned.
No, the best pants I've ever owned are those ones with the zipper on the knee that you can make into shorts
whenever you need. Those were the best.
I know. Like, why don't those exist anymore?
They were so useful. It's like, go out 7 o'clock in the morning on your way to school. Oh, it's dewy out and I gotta walk to the bus stop, so I want pants. But then you get on the bus and things start to heat up. Boom.
Shorts.
You could even go half shorts, half pants. You can have one leg long.
I hated those kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to shake my head.
Who
at
do
those
you think
kids.
You are? I am.
Nice pants, bud.
These pants I got right on now are funny. My work pants, but they're about. You know, the pant legs are about parachute
pants. They look
pants
questionable.
Size. Yeah.
I see you still have your hospital bracelet on.
Yeah, I do.
Care.
I'm going to leave it on and milk it at work so I don't have to do anything hard.
I did that at a grad fashion show. I left it on, and then people thought I was kidding, but I was dead serious.
Things are about to get very serious. I love you.
This is really awkward now. We should probably cut that out.
So we're just going to move on to Eric's leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
It's okay. We'll still have the episodes up in the same, you know, the same time frame as we usually do.
Probably 3 a month is what we're hoping for, I'd say.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
But on my off week when I'm back, we're just going to record as many as possible.
Well, because Eric will have stories, and I'll be back in the hockey commentator swing.
That's
so we'll
right.
Have stories.
And I'll probably MTP Mikey, if you're still listening to us, if you still like us, that is.
Oh, he loves us.
Good.
Because Cody's coming back, so.
Oh, good. But yeah, so I'll be back probably once a month to do my color commentary gig. It'll be fun. We'll have a gay old time.
It'll be fantastic.
Fucking fantastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh, yeah. Fan is fucking-tastic.
Speaking of Panthers, apparently last year's young superstar Nathan Lyon.
Good?
He's making the jump for sure.
Is he?
He went to a, he was at an NHL camp a few weeks ago. Like, not like
shut
a,
up.
Not like a, like... a team camp, but he was at like a camp with NHLers sort of thing, like an off-season workout camp sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With like Ryan O'Byrne, Jamie and Jordy Benn.
Good for him. Good stuff.
And then he goes to, I think it was WHL camp. No, he went to Chilliwack Junior A camp.
Okay.
Plays one game, 4 goals.
You are big and hooky.
So this is our chance to probably know a future touted sporting prospect.
We'll have to get him on the podcast.
So that's good. Mike Hallett was at Development Ice last night. He looked a little shaken up from all those punches he got to the face.
So we're at a party. A party. And Mike Hallett is just being Mike Hallett. Gets punched 5 times in the face by a girl who's probably 4 inches shorter than him. Like, wailed on.
She's scrappy.
And loves 35-year-olds.
Dick.
I'm trying to find, how do you spell this kid's name? Nathan Lyon.
L-O-O-Y-S-E-N.
L-O-O-Y-S-E-N. Oh, okay, he shows up on Google. EliteProspects.com.
We're making it.
Nice work, bud.
Nice work, bud.
You're doing well if you're on, EliteProspects.com. Okay. Well, he only shows up as a junior beta player.
Okay.
But,
well, we could probably scour the Panthers website.
Yeah, you know, we'll see what happens.
I believe something else people don't realize about the podcast. Me and Eric both have NHL players that share the same name as us.
That's right.
This is something that just came to me on the spot because I was thinking, oh, elite prospects myself, but
we're not elite at all. We're pretty sub-average.
We should have you and me, and then Jordan Henry and Eric Christensen from the NHL.
They'll probably shaft us.
Jordan Henry, the NHL player, used to follow me on Twitter because we had the same name.
And he unfollowed you?
Yeah. What probably didn't think my tweets were that funny.
What an asshole.
When I was concussed, I was making some real questionable ones.
Yeah.
Like, I was just sitting there, and I just started laughing, and I just tweeted, communist jokes are better when shared with everybody.
I saw that, and I was like, that's really terrible.
Yeah.
Give your head a shake, boss.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That's the way she goes when you get injured, though.
Yeah.
At least when I broke my leg, I had, like, a month-long, like, Oxycontin filled Modern Warfare 2 sesh for the whole month.
They didn't give me anything.
Well, it's probably for the best if you have a concussion.
Yeah.
Mine was like when Modern Warfare 2 was huge, though. I logged 35 hours on that game or something. No, sorry, 35 days on that game. Like, what am I doing with myself? Yeah. Good for me. Almost as questionable as that guy from Toronto. Segway.
Bingo!
Bingo! So, yeah, I guess you can probably tell this story a little better than I can, but some guy made a very questionable tweet.
So he's like, hey, anyone selling a dime bag out by... Was it in front of the Lordco? Or
was it Jiffy Lube?
Jiffy Lube. He's like, anyone selling any weed, any dime bag, meet me out in front of the...
The Jiffy Lube.
The Jiffy Lube, and then Toronto's police department tweets him back, sounds awesome, we'll see you there.
Oh, no.
I don't know how they found that. They're probably just, like, search, like, the nearby function on Twitter, and then just type in, like, weed. Look it
weed.
Up.
Weed. Who's got weed? Who's going to like me?
I think that's the dream job, is we just get to run, like, a Twitter account for, like, something big one day.
Yeah.
I want to be Patrick when I'm older.
Well, as our friend Liam Gormican... He's becoming a member of the policemen's.
The policemen's.
Policemen's. So maybe he can get us some ins to the public relations department.
We should just become public relations for, like, big companies.
Oh, no, my record player's having a time.
But isn't this a lot better than listening to the same strange mix CD over and over again?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, what do we want now?
Pinkerton, play Pinkerton.
No, I don't have that on record.
That's funny, but just because we played Pinkerton so many times.
Oh, you're on the spot. Damn it. Do you know what we're playing again?
What are we playing?
Random Access Memories.
Okay.
For the fifth time. So, I guess you should probably start talking about the next thing, yeah? Before people start getting... rowdy.
Spurts! Spurts! This is Spurt Center. The New Jersey Devils were sold.
The same people who own the 76ers.
That's another thing. There's a couple of things I want to do in bars before my prime as a youth is over. One of them is DJ a night at a club.
Okay.
Probably tag-teamed with you, because...
I am DJ Fyron.
You are DJ Fyron.
On the track.
I am DJ Hens. And go to an open mic night at a comedy club and tell jokes.
That'd be so awesome. We have to.
Oh yeah, no, it's on my list.
Okay. Well,
I could do my bad battery jokes.
Let's hear some bad battery jokes.
Most of these are stolen, but my delivery on them's pretty good.
Okay.
So, you ever notice how batteries go right from A to C?
Yes.
They don't make B batteries?
Yes.
Because every time you go up to the counter and ask for B batteries, everyone thinks you have a stutter. Yes, I'd like B batteries, please. Yeah, what type? Yeah, B batteries. Move on to the next one. Whenever you order C batteries, don't ask for two, because you go up to the counter and you'd be like, I'd like two C batteries, please. Yeah, they're right here. Yeah, I'd like two C ones. Yeah, they're right here. Here comes the boo. Yeah. If you're a foreigner and you're trying to speak English, don't ask for D batteries. Because you go up and you ask, I'd like D batteries, please. Yeah, they're right here. Yeah, D batteries. I'd like D batteries.
You could just stop any time now.
Batteries are the most...
Fuck batteries. I didn't understand, like, half of those jokes.
Batteries are really awful because they're so... Like, most things stop working or something like that. But batteries, they die. The only thing that just dies.
Yeah.
Do you want to use your Walkman? I can't. The twins, they died in my arms this morning. Batteries are dead.
These are borderline terrible.
Oh, these are probably the worst jokes I have.
You should just stop anytime now.
What is Liam Gormican and his fish jokes?
Liam has a bunch of tuna jokes that we'll save for Liam when he does come on the podcast, because only Liam can tell tuna jokes.
Mm-hmm. But his whole fish joke segment that he steals. It's just gold.
Oh, yeah. He has
Listen to it.
Have to.
Folks, have you ever thought about how many different kinds of fish there are? And the names of those fish. Let's take a little ride. Trout. Am I right? Sturgeon. I don't think so, pal. Salmon. I'm gonna say that again. Salmon. Who thought that was a good idea, right? Bass. This guy over here knows what I'm talking about. Halibut. Thank you. Good night.
Speaking of clowns, Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
Just ruins.
Ruins this guy's life.
Just fucked it. Like, completely fucked it. So,
this guy is just an absolute asshat.
Oh,
he's being a fucknut for sure.
Such an idiot.
So he just chirps Biz every single day with just, like, those awful chirps that he gets all the time. All
right, so, the guy tweets, Biz Nasty is sewer scum. And then Paul Biz Nasty tweets him back, is that why you troll me every day, Mad Hoagie? Would you call me scum to my face? No, you'd be sending me that tip-top sailor suit to the dry cleaners. And here's where things get hilarious.
So Paul does some research.
He really looked into this one.
Finds out the guy's dark history.
Yeah. Here's the news release. A fired City of Pittsburgh employee was released from the County Jail Friday. Matt Hoagie was charged with theft after he reported $10,000 in chainsaws. Wait, what? Yeah, okay, that's right. Purchased with city tax dollars. Why? How do you spend $10,000 on chainsaws?
He just bought one or 20.
This guy has a sick mullet, too. He bought the equipment without getting approval from his boss. City Councilman Bruce Cross was terminated. Who terminated this employee? I can't read today.
That's fine.
Apparently, yeah, and then he also bought a few suits and shit.
It was hilarious.
Oh, the guy tried to frame his neighbor too, and Biz Nasty tweets all of these news releases.
Yeah.
It says not done after everyone.
Yeah.
Accused ex-city council staffer under investigation again.
Yeah, like, he just ruined this guy's day.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's why you don't chirp NHL players on Twitter.
Especially ones who don't work hard in the off-season.
Yeah.
Biz does work hard. Yeah, he came to hard. That charity thing, Victoria, which is pretty cool.
But, like, he's at that camp right now of Steven Stamkos and all that.
Yeah, no, he puts his... Biz is a good guy. He just likes to ruin people's lives.
He just likes to have a good time. Which is fair.
Apparently, he goes hard at the Victoria nightclubs.
Yeah, I can see it.
There's some girl.
I'd love to run into
him. Some girl I used to swim with said that, like, he was wheeling her or something like that.
I'd love to run into him one day.
Oh, me too. He'd probably just chirp you, though.
Oh, for sure.
Biz, can I have your autograph? Get off my dick.
But I'd just ask for a picture.
Oh, yeah. Biz would be nice enough to get you a pic.
Oh, yeah. Because he knows the fans are what keeps him going.
Oh, yeah. The fans are the only reason he has a contract.
Oh, exactly. They love him.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't play much.
Honestly, he's my favorite Phoenix Coyote. And I think he's a lot of people's favorite Phoenix Coyote.
Well, there was that guy who... Was he... No, he was a Nashville Predator. Never mind. I'm thinking... what's his nuts?
Radulov?
No, who's the other guy? Kostitsyn, when he went and got hammered in Phoenix and...
Yeah,
came back at 5 a.m.
That was Kostitsyn and Radulov.
Yeah, heroes.
Good guys. Russians just do that, though. Like, you gotta understand, like, that's how Russians play hockey. Did you see that video of the KHL put on their website of the GoPro?
Yeah, I watched that.
That was pretty cool,
That was actually really cool.
It seems a lot slower at their level, eh?
Yeah, but I mean, they move, like, they're moving quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of those moves they're making, I'm like, no to that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know, it wouldn't be bad to make the K.
Not at all. Are you kidding me? If someone offered me a K contract, I'm taking it.
Chris Tanev.
he go to the K?
Really disappointed with him right now.
Why?
He was one of my favorite Canucks.
And he went to the K.
Well, he hasn't signed a contract yet. He's being an asshole and he just won't sign. He won't, like, the talks have stalled and he's just like, oh, I deserve more money. Like, he's just being a spoiled brat right now.
You don't deserve shit, Chris.
Like, he's a good young defenseman, but you're not, like, a $2 million a year guy.
No. But, I mean, I guess if you're a dick, you gotta, you know, work hard.
Yeah.
Work hard for to get the as much money you
we'll
can.
See. I think he'll sign, but we'll see.
No one in pro sports is as big a dick as A-Rod, though.
See him get plunked by Dempster?
That was my favorite part of that whole night.
Well done, Canada. Canada's been real just stepping on everyone that America hates recently. Did you hear about Chris Brown?
No. Oh, yeah, I did not.
Four concerts in Canada, and they just canceled them all.
Good. Piece of shit.
We're not sorry about that one.
No, no, not at all. Apparently Chris Brown retired from music, too.
He's like...
He needs to.
He needs to just get away.
I don't know what he'll do with his life,
He needs to just turn into, like, one of those guys that made a lot of money, and now he's just easy Chuck.
Oh, Chuck's rolling over.
You know, like, those, like, artists that were so big in, like, 2006, and now they just disappeared? My number one person on that list, Akon.
What the hell happened to Akon?
Thank you, right? Because the guy's loaded.
Oh, has to.
Ridiculously loaded.
Pitbull?
Yeah.
Where's Pitbull now?
You hear about him every now and then.
Yeah, I guess.
Who was that guy? Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Remember those two?
Nice jet ski, bud.
Yeah. No, that was... Who was the guy who crashed his jet ski?
Oh. Or that Sean Kingston.
Yeah, somebody got down 911 and Sean Kingston
died. Done!
He kind of disappeared, too. Chuck's dead, I think.
Big Pun. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Joe Budden?
I haven't heard. P. Diddy, even.
Yeah, P. Diddy's kind of off the map.
I think he's just doing a lot of producing stuff now.
Yeah, that's what the old folks do.
That's good, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never pays the bills, sir.
Show favorite, DMX.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to him since his Dewey.
I don't know either. I really hope DMX makes a comeback.
You did
though.
A fantastic job saying DMX the other night.
Oh, yeah. So,
started a mosh pit in the kitchen. Somebody hits
so
you from behind.
It's an average party. Everyone's quiet.
It was only like 11 o'clock.
I need to change this now. So I get to the system, plug in my phone. It's time to play Party Up in Here by DMX.
Yeah.
And I start singing all the words, yelling them in DMX fashion. I start pushing people around. Things get wild.
There's a mosh pit in the kitchen.
Yeah, things got real hectic at that party. I meant to stay there for like 10 minutes and have a chat with people.
I had a water bottle and I was just going to take it easy and, well, the opposite happened.
As soon as the Easter egg hunt for beers starts happening, it's game over.
Yeah.
If I'm Easter egg hunting for beers, done. Yeah. Nothing good's happening.
The Alouettes, they signed a former Heisman winner.
Yeah. For all of our American listeners, people do care about the CFL.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, I love the CFL.
Who did they sign?
You look it up. I'll talk about the Heisman.
All right.
Well, just basically, I was watching that 30 for 30 documentary on Bo Jackson the other day.
Yeah.
You don't know Bo? You ever see that one?
Yeah, I've seen Bo.
Dude's unreal. I never realized that.
Yeah.
But he would play the Major League Baseball season with the Kansas City Royals. Went to the All-Star game. He was, like, leading. He was, like, hitting home runs. One of the best power hitters in the league.
Yeah, I saw about that guy. That guy's crazy.
And then the season ends, and what does he do? Goes to the NFL for the rest of it.
Yeah,
that was his off-season hobby.
Yeah.
Playing in the NFL.
What a guy, eh?
And he was setting rushing records, and he was, like, leading, like, it wasn't the Oakland Raiders. It was the Los Angeles Raiders at that time. And then he popped. The injury he has sustained was disgusting. His entire hip popped out of socket. Severed the, not the nerve. What's the word I'm looking for? What are the things that pump blood? Like a blood vessel?
Mm-hmm.
Severed the blood vessel and then it popped back in. and then his leg was just bleeding internally for such a long time.
Troy Smith,
the Alouettes guy who...
Wow, real quality podcast today.
Thanks, The Source.
Fuck The Source. We say that once a podcast, but it's true. The Source sucks. Troy Smith really fizzled out in the NFL, didn't he?
Where did he play?
He played for the 49ers. He won his Heisman with Ohio State.
You know, he's a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he could do well in the CFL. For one reason, and that's that a CFL field's a lot wider.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so different for an NFL player.
Oh, guess where his last season was?
Where?
Omaha in the UFL.
Ooh, I like the UFL. At least it wasn't the Arena Football League.
Hey, the Arena Football League is awesome.
Biggest hits ever.
I love the Arena Football League. I was watching some Aussie Rules football the
other day. Aussie Rules gets
that game. I don't understand what's going on at all, but I love it. I'm a huge fan of it. There's a bunch of big burly men.
Yeah, just wrecking each other.
It's awesome. Like, I am a fan.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You see that video of the USA, like, national level sprinter who decided to make a rugby appearance?
No, did he?
He was unreal. He was a 100-meter sprinter, and he scored like 7 tries in a game.
No one could catch him.
Exactly. Like, they would just pass him the ball, and he would
rip down the field. Can you imagine if he got hit?
That's what I was saying, too. As soon as he gets hit, it's game over for him. Like, he'll be done.
Did you ever see Usain Bolt when he tried out for an NFL team?
Mm-hmm.
Not fast at all.
It's a whole different game, though. This guy, though, like, he was meant to play rugby. He's so fast.
Yeah. Some people are just, like, gifted with their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Like me, a sexy podcaster?
We have gifted bodies.
Tweet us. We won't tweet back.
At Jordan Henry. At DJ
Brown. That was too loud. My ears are bleeding now. Okay, well, I guess we should get to our commercials and start, you know, we're entering the twilight of this podcast. Nothing terrible has happened on this podcast.
No darkness.
That's the first.
Clap along at home. We've done it.
Okay, so this one's shown to our American friend, Ariana. Legal Seafoods. What a stupid name for a restaurant, by the way.
They've got another chain, Illegal Seafoods, and it's just like a menu of like polar bear, penguin, whale, dolphin.
Shark fin soup.
You know, all the illegal seafoods, but legal seafoods.
Whale blubber salad. Endangered crabs.
They give you kebabs on narwhal whale. What will you have? I'll have the whale blubber on walrus tusk, please.
I'll take a narwhal tooth salad, please.
I'll just take
all your chopsticks are narwhal tusks. You got like 5 feet.
I'll just take a slow roasted beluga. But Legal Seafood, the premise of these advertisements is that it takes a long time to catch a fish. And while you're waiting to catch a fish, weird things can happen.
Might as well just go to Legal Seafoods and get your fish.
Might
right
as well
there.
Just go to them and get your
Anyways,
seafood.
Here so. Is the commercial titled Grandpa.
Nothing makes your grandpa feel more alive than fishing.
8 hours later.
Can we come here again tomorrow, Grandpa?
Oh, no.
Grandpa?
It takes a long time to catch a fish. Uh-oh. Spend some time with us instead.
You just seen the commercial.
So they wait 8 hours to catch a fish. The grandpa's
hunched over.
Grandpa doesn't make it.
Here's another favorite Legal Seafoods commercial of mine titled Buddies.
Wow. Sure is secluded.
Just you and me.
5 hours later.
Have you ever seen Brokeback Mountain?
No.
No, yeah, me neither.
It takes a long time to catch a fish. Spend some time with us instead.
Shouts out to Legal Seafoods. Yeah. I've never been there, but they're my new favorite restaurant.
I'm gonna have to go to there.
I wonder if that's like the keg.
I went to the keg and I got a keg size Caesar.
Somebody gonna wipe my bum or what?
I did it.
Good.
It was great.
Great. Yeah, the keg. I wish I could go to the keg and get a keg-sized Caesar, but...
We'll do it for your birthday or something. Yeah. OJ, I'm happy they're back.
Me too. Well, sort of back. I'm back on YouTube for us.
Yeah.
Back on YouTube for me anyways, since I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus!
But I mean, we'll figure it out.
One of these days.
Patrick's doing a hell of a job posting all the funny parts on YouTube.
Patrick followed you on Twitter.
Yeah, me and Patrick are real good friends.
I wonder if he listens to the podcast.
I don't know. I sent him a couple links to it, so good. Maybe if he's bored. He does have, like, that whole running a Twitter and YouTube account for a newly started up major sporting network.
That only takes a few minutes of the day.
But, yeah, if he's not super busy still, he might check out the podcast. So, Patrick, if you're listening, thank you.
Well, my record player is acting up. We're out of things to talk about. I think it's time that we think about shutting her down.
Pack your bags. We'll... I don't know. I don't know any
Take
songs.
Me out to a ball game.
Start spreading the news.
Anyways,
I'm leaving today.
Thanks for listening.
I'd like to be a part of it.
New York. These vagabond shoes.
We're going home.
Okay. Woo!
Call me Diddy.
DJ Felly Fell.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Check this out. Listen to me. Listen. It's Tricky and Piggy, baby, but I just spotted you doing your thing. G-string, shoestring, point of view. Hey, lend me your body. You got me in a zone. Bet a million and a half cash I can make you explode. You don't want to brave the cold. You want to date your cones. I can take you on outer limits away from home. Where your bills time. I'm wildin' for show in the middle of the club doing a rodeo show. The whole scene steamy, me. Wet, dreamy. Invisible sex, clean me.
Incredible sex.
You need me. You need me. Please me, baby. Come on. I maybe handle a little crazy, right. But in the way that every day you play.
Yeah. Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got manners. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one-night scandal. And I'ma get fucking hit. Damn, little mama, know you fit my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Lick shots in the air, busting that random.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
You gotta shake that thing, shake that thing.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
Okay. Shake that thing.
She can make it clap like a standing ovation. Spin like my record at the radio station. Feel the sensation, I'll put it right there. They be like Luna, I be like yeah. They like it like that, don't you baby? The flow's insane and the stroke is crazy. I stroke so good like Tiger Woods. Then I wow like a Tiger Woods. My livelihood is not Hollywood. I'm still Southside Atlanta, that's a livelihood. A circus, big top like Ringling Brothers. If you wanna learn something, bring your mother. Sit back and observe, invite some friends. We can mix it all up like juice and gin. Belly on the celly with a couple of twins. Cause tonight, damn right, we gon' do it again. Hey!
Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got manners. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one-night scandal. And I'ma get fucking hit. Damn, little mama, know you fit my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Lick shots in the air, bustin' that random.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
You gotta shake that thing.
Why you making clap, clap,
hey, yo.
Time,
listen, women lace them, G4 jet climb. Twist them crooked, cell phone numbers private. Flip them, change them, Chrissy, I'm bougie. Let's the hood. Go. Game them, taste them, Trizzy's, I'm running them good. Leather or silk, I melt them
talk
all.
Them.
Love them, leave them, give them hell for
don't
sure.
Stop.
Tell them words they minds are so deserved.
Don't stop.
Or give them things they might prefer.
Keep it going.
Sandro, Pam, Mandarin, sweet massage. Pimp, game them, grants and benches, I charge them.
Right.
Used to style them, now just virgin
talk
island.
Them,
Karma Sutra, freaky news and style.
Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got manners. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one-night scandal.
And I'ma get fucking hit.
Damn, little mama, know you fit my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Lick shots in the air, bustin' that random.
Hold up. It's your boy Lil' Jon, right? They try to take this thing to another level.
Let's go.
Let me see you get your hands.
Fella, you a fool for that one, man.